Pressure is mounting on the government to overhaul ACC following further revelations. The scheme also discriminates against the disabled, as well as women, Māori and Pasifika. Critics say it's time for the scheme to undergo radical change. Anusha Bradley reports.
In a briefing paper to its minister, ACC admits people who are left disabled by injury are treated far better and paid more compensation than those who are born disabled or have become so through illness. It also finds the disabled are much less likely to get wage compensation from ACC in the first place because they're far less likely to be in paid work. A disability researcher, Sasha Dillon, says the paper highlights the problems the sector's been trying to change for years, especially the inconsistencies in the way different government agencies treat people with disabilities, and it's time for change.
Someone can be lying in a hospital ward with, say, cancer on their spine that's given them an equivalent impairment to somebody who is in the next bed who's hurt themselves playing rugby or something. One of them will get a lot more help from the government than the other.
Yesterday, RNZ revealed further ACC analysis finds the scheme is also biased against women, Māori and Pasifika, with those groups less likely to file a claim, less likely to have it accepted, and receive less compensation than other groups. Auckland University economics professor Susan St. John says the ACC scheme needs a radical overhaul.
ACC has really become riddled with so many anomalies and unfairnesses that it really does need to have an overhaul. 50 years or more after it was first conceived by Sir Owen Woodhouse, we haven't had that major review, and asking the question, is it still performing well?
The ACC Minister and Social Development Minister, Carmel Sepuloni, doesn't think an overhaul is necessary, but she's keen to make some changes.
What we want to do is make sure it works for all New Zealanders, and some of the statistics that came back that the media have now seen that I commissioned shows that actually there are some differences with regards to how groups benefit from the system. And so I don't know if that requires an overhaul, or let's just get in there and make some changes.
It's unclear what those changes are, with the minister saying she's asked for more information about why the inequalities are occurring. She says she's also waiting for the health and disability review that's underway to be complete. Long-time Māori health advocate Lady Tureti Moxon says a whole new Māori-focused system would make a difference. But the minister says that's not on the cards.
That's not a consideration that we have. I just want to make sure that the ACC, we want to make sure that the ACC system is working for all New Zealanders.
National's ACC spokesperson Simon Watts agrees splitting up ACC is not the way to reduce inequalities for Māori.
We, from my position, believe the solution to these problems is for ACC to work on its processes and see what's fit for purpose. But again, splitting up ACC into separate areas is not the way to go about it.
The Associate Minister of ACC, Willie Jackson, says it's clear Māori feel let down by ACC, but he says changes have been made that he hopes will make a difference.